So we're continuing now the shiur relating to Dinim and Drabanan on Shabbos, of which there are many. We mentioned yesterday that in general there's a requirement for Drabanan to set up a shiug, to set up safeguards to protect one from violating a din d'oraisa. It's not limited to Hilchos Shabbos. It applies in Hilchos Pas V'Chol, but it applies in many, many halachas. It's needed everywhere. The Dinim and Drabanan, that's the first mission Pirkei Avos, Asu Shiug LaTorah. And it's derived from the pasuk end of Parshat Achrimo. So Shmartim is Mishmarti, which the Gemara in Moed Katni. Yibam is other places, Darshan, Zasu, Mishmaris, the Mishmarti, which I mentioned, yes, it applies to an individual person too. Individual person, if you find you're constantly being tempted in one area or another, so set up yourself to avoid being tempted. But the Rabbanon have the authority to impose it on everybody else. And that's the idea, as Rashi says in Nachrimos, Lahazir Bezin Al Kah. That's the din of Kolatar Kula. So then when it comes to Shabbos, Lachora, okay, Shabbos fits in, the Xeris Rabbanon also. But we mentioned by Shabbos, there are a couple of other additional requirements. For example, the Torah in Parshat Mishpatim speaks about a mitzvah that's made of Tishbos, right, which means to create an atmosphere of rest. And the next pasuk, Kol Asher Marati Lechem Tishomeru, that's in Source 8, the Baruch of Gimel. Sefer Shmos and Parshat Mishpatim. So the Mechilta over there says that the Rabbanan asu certain things which are not in the category of Malacha. Okay, and that's what they call a Shavus. All right, and we explained that it's an unusual type of Rabbanan. Basically, the Rosh Hashulchan others explained really, but the Rabban has it, the Rambam says it the way the Lech Abishah learns the Rambam, that the Yisurim of Shavus, the Yisur of the Rabbanan on Shabbos are really rooted in the Doraisa. And we mentioned that the language of the Lech Abishah is Hadavar Nimsir Lechachamim. Right, that sometimes you find something the Torah requires, but it's left up to the Chachamim to fill in the details. Exactly, I mentioned Malach and Chalamoy. Okay, or for example, how to express, recalling that we came out of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So Rabbanan said, you have Armakosis, there are Cheres, there is a recline, a Seba. I mentioned Dina de Bar Mitzra, that says, Asisa Yoshvato. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Asisi Yoshvato, but the Chachamim gave you parameters. That's what many assume is going on here. Okay, I also showed you that there are different types. The Tiferes Yisrael identifies, the Tiferes Yisrael identifies three different types of Dinim Drabanan, and that is things that the Rabbanan asked because they're similar. They look very much, they're very similar to what's in the Raisa. So if you do this, you'll end up doing the Raisa. So that's what we explained yesterday. With regards, let's say, to writing kilachiyat, writing with your left hand. There's some other form of writing. So it's the same as writing with your right hand. It's not the same because not melechas machshavas. So for one reason or another, it doesn't qualify as melechas machshavas, but the Rabbanan asked it because they felt that it's the same, almost the same act that'll lead to confusion. It's so similar, okay, it's so similar, it's going to be confused with melacha d'oraisa. The other example we gave yesterday was schita, squeezing. In the Torah, it seems you're only, the only in violation of schita, squeezing, which is told of Dosh, Farik, if you're doing it to items, produce, to generally use for the liquid extract. The example they give is Zeisim Anavim, right? Olives and grapes, those are generally or more often than not used for liquid extract. But that, on the other side of the extreme, something that's almost never, very rarely used, that would be mutter to squeeze. Then in the middle, the Rabbanan Asur, they mentioned tutum rimonim, I threw an orange and things that people eat, but they also use it for juice. Again, it's very similar. It's the same act. It's squeezing, right? So that's one type of Rabbanan and Shabbos, something which is so similar to what the Melacha D'oraisa is that they asked it, even though it's not exactly the same. So for one reason or other, it doesn't quite qualify as Melacha D'oraisa as the Melacha D'oraisa. Okay. The second thing, we're up to source 38. The second is an act which may lead to an Isser D'oraisa. It's not inherently similar. Okay, it looks nothing like it. Okay, the example I gave you, you're riding on a horse. Okay, so that's also on Shabbos, riding an animal, because you might break off a branch. Riding on a horse will never be confused with breaking off a branch. So two separate activities, but you do this, it'll lead to that. So the example they're up to, 38, is a Mishnah in Shabbos. Okay, Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, so it's 38, that's what we're up to. Okay, the Mishnah says, Shoel Adam Echavero Kadei Yayim Kadei Shemen. A person may borrow on Shabbos, okay, some wine, oil from a neighbor you need, but Uvuvad Shalom Halveni. But you don't phrase it in the way, like a loan, it's similar to like a business type of loan. Halveni, it's a different word, even though it's the same meaning, but you don't set it up that way. Now, they came this morning to do a prismal, I guess, in the base medrash, right? It's a loan, okay. But certain things, you borrow, it's just why you ask your neighbor for a cup of sugar or something like that, right? Or yeah. So that's allowed. You shouldn't say halveni. And the Gemara explains why. They're on Kuf Mem Ches Mon Aleph Shabbos. Rashi says in the Parsha Gemara. Gemara says in 40, Amar Le Rav Bar Abchanan Abaye, Maishna Hashileni, Maishna Halveni. What's the difference which language you use? Or how you set it up? Why is that a difference? So the answer is because Amar Le Hashileni Lo Asel Amichtav. Those days when you use the word shoel as a form of borrowing, it was like, again, you borrow something, so you're not writing it down as a loan. Okay, if I borrow $10,000, that's a loan, right? Halveni asil amichta. We see from that Gemara, the concern here is you may come to write. So at least in the days of the Gemara, when you formulated it as a form of shoel, she'ela, borrowing, then that would not likely lead you to write something down. Because that type of borrowing, small items like that, you don't write down. But if you say it as in a form of a halva, people will write down. And that's the concern, is Shemi Yichtov. Okay? Rashi elaborates there in Kupem Chesman Alf and Shabbos 41. Rashi says, Halveini, mashmal is man ruba. It's for a long time. You may forget about it. Right? But, you know, if I can borrow an egg from a neighbor, I mean, it's not, you know, that's a different thing. But if you borrow something for a more extended period of time, then it's more likely that the lender will write it down because they want to forget. You know, so write down in his book. Today, people, you know, used to be, and you know, until I had phones, but in his sword, I'm serious. Everyone walked around like with a little pocket. I did also like a little pocket notebook. They used to make these small, I don't doubt they make them anymore. They used to make these pocket notebooks for right in your shirt pocket. And then you used to take it out and jot things down. That's what people did, okay, until not that long ago. But today, the equivalent would be you'll put it on your phone. All right, so you're right. Kach b'kach l'vesi k'day shelo yishkach. All right, so that's one mishnah about that. That's relevant. There's another mishnah in Beitza, on the Aflamid Vav Mitbeis 42, which is talking about again this comparing Shabbos to Yontif. Maseches Beitza is about Yontif, fundamentally. In fact, some people refer to it as Maseches Yontif. Some of the Rishonim sometimes you see it's called Yontif. We call it Beitza. Don't do eggs. Okay, it's just that's the first mishnah begins Beitza. Don't do Yontif. So some people refer to this Maseches Yontif. So the Aflamid Vav Mitbeis. The Mishnah is a very famous and important Mishnah for many reasons. But it says, Kol Shechavan Alev Mishum Shvus, Mishum Rishus, Mishum Mitzvah Shabbos, Chayavan Alev Yomtiv. Whatever your Chayav, of course, there are exceptions. I mean, the Mishnah Megillah says, Ein Bein Shabbos Yomtiv Alev Chol Nefesh Bavad. But generally speaking, says the Mishnah, whatever your Chayav on Shabbos, whatever also on Shabbos, whether it's Mishum Shvus, Mishum Rishus, or Mishum Mitzvah on Shabbos, Chayavan Alev Yomtiv also. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi tells right, we're talking here about Dinim Darabanan. This mission is focusing on Dinim Darabanan, 43. Lamed Vav Mitbeis Rashi says Kol Shechala B'Divrei Sofrim Shalo Lasos B'Shabbos. Anything which Darabanan said, don't do on Shabbos. Whether it's Mishum Shvus, okay, O Mishum Rishus. What does Rishus mean as opposed to Shvus? Rashi says it means something. Darabanan answered Sheyesh Bo Ktsas Mitzvah, even though there's a mitzvah element to it. Avalo Mitzvah Gedola V'Karuhu Lios Dover Rishus. And Mishpo Isim Divrei Sofrim, not a full-fledged mitzvah, but it has a mitzvah element to it. Or, Mishum Mitzvah. Sometimes even things which are mitzvah. Next Rashi, Sheishpo Mitzvah Mamish, Asur Chachon Lasot B'Shabbos. Okay? So these things are also anointed also. Now the Mishnah proceeds to give examples of each of these categories. Elohein Mishum Shvus. These are things which have no mitzvah component. They're completely, you know, personal activities, have no mitzvah element to it all. The Chacham Asa Mishum Shvus. For example, Lo Olin Ba'ilan, don't climb a tree. Lo Roch V'Nagav V'Hem, you don't ride an animal. Lo Shotin Up Ne'amai, you don't swim. Lo Metapchim V'Lo Mesapchim V'Lo Merakdim, different types of clapping and tapping and dancing. Okay? So those are things which have no mitzvah element to it at all. Okay? So it's whatever you're chayav in, so you're chayav on Yontav itself. Rashi says, "Elohein dvarim shasum mishum rishus seitil olam chacham lishpos man bein ba'asiyos mishum mitzvah." Good. What is mishum rishus? Lo donin, the bezin, you know, adjudicating a case. Lo mekadshin. Okay, we're talking about mekadosh a woman. Okay, lo chotzin chalitza lo miyabin. Here there is a mitzvah. It's not something the person tends to do voluntarily. There is a mitzvah element to it. We don't do it. We don't have kiddushin on Shabbos. Okay, or chalitza and Shabbat. And then, elu mishum, it says, here's where the very act is a mitzvah, lo makdishin, to be makdish something to hektish, lo marichina, erchina, lo machrim, and charamim, lo mubim truma samais, to truma mais, and so on, kol elu biyadar, or kavachom, the Shabbat, and then ein ben yom to the Shabbat, elu chalam, Shabbat. Okay, fine. So these are all the things that are listed in that Mishnah. It's an important Mishnah, okay? Rashi on the top of the next page. They're in the same daf on Rabbi Beis. Rashi Elam Mishum Mishus. Koma Shahar Elam Lahatir Mishum in Krovin the Mitzvah. Right? But Asim Chachamim, but the Chama asked anyway, even though there is a mitzvah element to it, like the Mekadosh woman and so on. Okay? Fine, you can look at the rest of the Rashi's. Now, the Gemara asks, that was the Mishnah was on Lamed Vav and Beis. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin and Aleph asks, what is the problem with these activities? Well, why did the Rabbanan ask them? Okay, why did the Rabbanan ask these activities? Okay, which not the ones that are shuas of climbing a tree and riding and clapping. Those things, we might discuss that too. But the other things that are shuas, what's wrong with Bezdin adjudicating a case? What's wrong with being Mekadosh a woman? Okay, what's wrong with being Makdish of the Hekdash? What's the problem? Okay, why would the Rabbanan ask that? So the Gemara says, Gzeira Shema Yichtov. We're afraid you may come to write, as Rashi fills in. Shema Yichtov, Alam Zan of 45. Shema Yichtov, Psak Din, Ladinin. After you finish judging a case, you'll write down what the Psak was. Right? Ushtar Erison, the Kedushim. Right? You write down the Shtar Erison. Right? These are all things that have a possibility of writing. So these are examples of things that are born on Asir. Ushtar Chalitza, the Choletza, Tsuba, whatever you'll write down. Okay? That's what it says. Shkzeira Shema Yichtov. What about the other things? What about Hektish? Okay, and Erchin, and Haram, that you donate something to Hektish. What are you writing down? You don't write anything down there. That's the next one. Eile Mishum Mitzvah Lomatino, what's the problem with them? Gzeira Mishum Mekach Umemkar. It looks like a business transaction. You're transacting ownership of the property, right? I own it, now I donate it to Hektish. Now the Beis HaMikdash owns it. There are various rules that now pertain. You can use it for personal use. If you want to redeem it, you have to quote that with the extra fifth, et cetera, et cetera. Right, so there's a transaction, mekach umemkar. Okay, as Rashi says, mishum mekach umemkar, dele mekach umemkar dom. It's very similar to business. Shemotzim rishus, or rishus hekdesh. You're transferring ownership. You're transferring ownership from one rishus to another. Okay, good. Now, so what's wrong with mekach umemkar? So here, Rashi has two things. One, mekach umemkar also in hamikra as a pasuk on a Torah to Navi. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Parak Nunches. We'll come back to that. It's probably tomorrow we finish this unit up. But that's a pasuk in Yeshaya and Toshim Yishabas Aglecha. Some people say that by Kiddush Shabbos lunch. Begin Kiddush Shabbos lunch. Psukim from Navi Toshim Yishabas Aglecha. So it happens to be the psukim that end the haftarah on Yom Kippur. By coincidence. But anyway, there it says, so cheftzicha, you're not allowed on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take care of your needs. That's why mekach umemkar is also. Inami, says Rashi, mekach umemkar also l'day ksiva, shtari mechira. And mekach umemkar, you write. When you sell something, you write down a bill of sale, you write down a receipt, or you type it, whatever, you print it on the computer, whatever you do, you produce something in writing. So that's why it's also, Rashi is writing, toma havel gzera. No, kula chad exeri, the old dance. It's all encompassed under the same thing, yeah. Yeah, so the question is, in exeri, exeri? So, yeah, you'll do business that's not mitzvah related. Yeah, okay? Now, but the point is, for our purposes now, it comes out that the concern here is Shema Yichto. Okay, we'll work with the Inami at the Rambam. Parak Chav Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud Beis 46. Kosei Mavis Malachos. Kosei Mavis Malachos. I mentioned things a woman can't, eyeshadow, eyeliner. Okay, but then he says, "Well, Aser Lilvos, you can't borrow money. Ula Halvos Gzeira Shema Yichto. V'chein Aser Liknos V'Limkor V'Liskor Ula Haskir, buying and selling and renting and so on. So these are all Aser Gzeira Shema Yichto because these activities generally are accompanied by the writing of some sort of a document." To work out the deal. Lo yiskor adam polim mishabbos. You hire somebody, you give a contract. Lo yomer lechaver liskor lo polim. Lo lishol lahashem to borrow. Mentioned before, show al adam that mission in Shabbos. Show al adam lechaver cutting hashem about shalom al havein. Fine. Now here, okay. What you're not over. In other words, you're not over the malach. And it was when you sell something. On Shabbos, that doesn't look like writing. The concern here is it'll lead you to write. It's not, they see the difference in that in the first category. This is not that buying and selling intrinsically looks like writing or it's similar to writing. It's not similar to writing at all. It can lead you to writing. Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, that's fine. But Mekka Melchor Gufa is because of writing. That's what I said.
No,
part of the same zera. Yeah, okay, but according to the first answer. Yeah, but according to the second answer, it's all because of writing. So now the point is, you know, to phrase it, as a Rashach to put it, but I'll just mention it to you, because after the next point, most of the rest of the shiur is going to be based on an essay of Rashach that it's in Eretz Atzvi, Simon Vo. I'm not going to cover everything that he put in that article, but those are some of the main points. But there's an important yisod. So you should read it if you have the chance. Again, in the first sefer, Shabbat's first sefer, Eretz Atzvi, and Simon Vo. But he presents over here on this point. If I go ahead and write with my left hand, so what have I done? I have violated the malach of kosev on a drabonon level. Right? If I write with my left hand, I violated kosev, but I violated on a drabonon level. Okay? Here, we don't say that someone who sells on Shabbos has violated kosev on a drabonon level. No, he hasn't. You see the difference? He violated gzeira, the chal asu, because it'll lead to right. You see the chiluk? Okay? In other words, when I write something, kilach or yad, I did the malach of kosev, I just did it in a way that's also drabonon, not daraisa. If I buy and sell, okay, or I lend money and so on, I did not violate kosev on a drabonon level. Okay? Could be I never wrote anything to begin with. But I violated Xavier, Shema. Follow that yeah. No, they're both also drabonon. Oh, so we'll see. So Shechta has enough. We'll come to it. Okay, but just, let's stress, and your point is correct. Either way, it's usher. Okay, it's a different category. You know, you could say very simply, without laughing, but it's a different category of usher drabonon, different type of usher. Okay, and I mean, you know, you always want to make a hakir, you always have to have that kamina, right? But I mean, it's you're right. But it's also, no matter what, that's not the first thing I look back in where was that? Source 22. Okay, he says, Yesh bo gimel ofanim, ha'anim sh'osu chacham ha'atav mishum d'dom alechem alam etos malachos, om shum shema ayidei kach, yovo la'asos malachos. Okay, I mean, you know, just, you can say that simply for categorization purposes. And the third thing, Tichus Hera, come back to that later. Okay. The third thing that the, and maybe that relates to this also, the third category of something that may not really be either one of those things, but as we discussed a little bit, it negates what we call today the spirit of Shabbos. Something that Rabbanon Aser, because it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. Okay. So the Rambam, in talking about Muktzah, which is certainly a classic in the Rabbanon of Shabbos, okay, Parakov Dal of Shabbos Matli Gimel. Ram writes, "Well, oh, Keshiyavakir v'yataltel Kalev Shmachtel Isser, Efshu she is Asik b'Hemad v'Yovel Idei Melachim." One definition of Muktzah. Why is Muktzah? Why the Rabbanon Aser Muktzah? Why did the Rabbanon say, you know, you're not allowed to handle a pen on Shabbos or a hammer, whatever it is, whichever categories of Muktzah there are. We'll talk about Muktzah at some length of business at the end of the year. But bottom line. You know, what was the sorrow behind Muktzah? So the Rambam writes, because you'll end up using it. If you have a pen in your pocket, what may happen? You'll take it out, you'll jot something down. Maybe if you have your phone, you'll flip it open, right? So it's Muktzah, right? So that's the concern, you know, we, according to the first thing I'm saying. That would put it in the first category. It's Shema, the second category. Shema Yobo L'Dei Melacha, right? If you're used to handling this item on Shabbos, you'll end up using it. Oh, then he says, "There's just there are certain people who really, you know, retired people, other people, you know, don't do too much actual malacha anyway, even on weekdays, right? A lot of people whose nature of their activities during the week is not much, you know, they don't do any malacha anyways." And that's a big question, whether I'm getting that one. Shvisa hanikeres. We apparently understand that maybe that's on the Tishbos, that there has to be what's called a shvisa hanikeres. It has to be noticeable that today is different than other days. Your activities on Shabbos are not supposed to be the same as your activities on a weekday. Even if it's not a malacha, even if it's not similar to malacha, even won't lead you to malacha. You do things, behave different on this day. So it's just shvisa and ikeres. Lefichach, shvisa midvarim elu, shvisa shavu chal odom. Ubnei dvarim elu, nogi bisha tiltu. Ve'asu shalai talto al mishabes, ela kelem atzorach lehem. only hand on Shabbos, kelim that are useful on Shabbos. Things that have no use on Shabbos, even though it may not lead you to do malacha, or it's not similar to malacha, but it's not proper to handle. That's how the Rambam. So the Ravid adds a tiltul, it's a chotzah, meant to, you'll end up forgetting it. When you're handling, you're carrying something inside, you have a pen in your pocket, you'll forget, you walk outside. Okay, and you walk outside, you'll end up carrying, you know, without an Erev and salt. Okay, whatever. But the bottom line is, which he said that's more like Gzeira Shema, right? But so there are different categories, and Mukta, at least where the Rambam presents it, when he emerges from what the Rambam says, is that you're supposed to create a different sense of what you're doing on Shabbos. And that's probably what the Tiferes Yisrael meant also back in 22, when he said the third category is Tircha Yisirta, right? It's excessive effort and things just to make Shabbos different. I can't swear that's what he means, but that's what it looks like. Okay, now so Rav Schechter in Eretz Tzvi Simvav again has this essay, and he says really leaving out the third thing of Terech Yisera, and it looks like you want to make the day different. So he says really there are three fundamentally Yisurim on Shabbos. There's a Malacha Doraisa, right? Okay, the Malacha Doraisa, Lamed Malacha. There's a Malacha Drabanan, and then there are Gzeiros. Okay, there are Gzeiros, and one of the different differences he mentions is that we might have certain cool. Well, there are differences in halacha. So, for example, b'makom choli, okay, that we can be makel al kolponim by gzeres, although maybe not by if it's in the category of malacha drabbanon. That's one of the distinctions he talks about. Okay, by gzeres, they're makel on a gzeres drabbanon b'makom choli. Okay, we're not talking about a cholot sheish. There are minimum three in Shmir Shabbos Kafasi, kind of a fourth. Which I don't really understand what the fourth one is exactly, but basically, there's a cholot sheish mosakana. Cholot sheish mosakana means the person's life is in danger, and then you can do anything—a Jew, a non-Jew, you can do anything you need to save the person's life. Okay, you can call a doctor, you can drive them to the hospital, whatever has to be done. Cholot sheish mosakana. A woman goes into labor, this and that, that's considered chol hashiyush b'sakana. So you can drive her to the hospital. So that's a chol hashiyush b'sakana. You can violate even an absolute law of the raisa. Chol hashiyush b'sakana, not like Shabbos, can eat on Yom Kippur. Okay, or can eat, if necessary, that's the only thing that'll solve the zvi, eat chametz on Pesach, whatever. Chol hashiyush b'sakana. Then there's a chol hashiyush b'sakana. Chol hashiyush b'sakana, so it means there's no life, not a life and death. The guy's not going to die. Okay, in the normal circumstances, not life in that situation. What it is the person is mutala mishkov, meaning is so ill that he's bedridden. Can't get out of bed. Okay, sometimes you have a bad flu, I don't know, COVID maybe, now you can't get out of bed. Or it's holy cold gufo, or your whole body aches. In fact, as opposed to if you have an upset stomach or a headache or something like that, which is called, we call it mechus ba'alma b'shem zaman. I had a category of mixus chole. I'm not really sure how to define the difference between mechus ba'alma and mixus chole. I have to admit, I'm not really clear on the distinction. But those are the distinctions. So, as we shall see, what Rav Schechter brings up is that we're mekel on gzeres drab. If something's in a category of issa drabanan al gzeres shema, then we mekel for a chole. They'll be more making for Chol Shemos HaKadosh, maybe not by Melachah. And he brings right in, and I'm urging you to read that essay. So let's look at a few things. Next bunch of my makamos are based on his essay. I'm not going through everything he wrote. That would take a couple of shiurim. Okay, but to take a look, Eretz Tzvi Siman Vav. All right, so one thing, again, answer your question before you. I don't have to know each one of these cases. I'm just going to give you an overall flavor here. So years ago, we saw this already. I'm Gimel and Beis in Shabbos. Our Papa, Haiman, the shoddy piece of Niklav Asatwar. A guy tossed. He threw a piece of like a clump of dirt. Maybe he threw something, heavy clump of dirt at a Dikla, a day palm tree. And certain dates fell off. Okay, as a result of his throwing it. And plucked them, he threw it. So Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Toles, Achas Mishum Mefarim. Okay, and Rashi explained the Fark is told to the Dush. That's what the Gemara says there in Shabbos, I'm Gimel and Beis. Okay, now, Tosus has a problem. Tosus in Shabbos, I'm Gimel and Beis, 51, the Farik. Pirish Rashi, David told to the Dush. Okay, Kashal Abinatan. The Beshile Matthi Amar, the Cholev, okay, milking a cow or a goat or whatever on Shabbos is chayav mishum mefarik. We have it told the Dosh, Amar lekohen gav et potzeh chazon rabbanon ein disha ela begdulei karka. Okay, he says we have a rule that ein disha ela begdulei karka. All right, the disha is only by things which grow from the ground. All right, so then that's why you crack open a chalaz and take out the dye, the gland for the tchelitz or whatever. So the Gemara brings in that context ein disha ela begdulei karka. Okay, so. Now, according to Rashi, it's a mefarik is a toldo of dosh. So then, mefarik should be even without the. It was the Gemara brings it up. Cholav is chayv mishum mefarik, and dosh is only by gdulei karka. So how can mefarik be a toldo of dosh? That's the problem that he raises. You follow? The Tosfos raises the kasha. Rashi says here Shabbos Hanigel Meis that mefarik is a toldo of dosh. Okay, but mefarik also applies, let's say, to milking, and if it's a told of dosh, why would that be an issue? Mefarik is a told of dosh, that disha is only by gedulei karka, and milk from a cow is not gedulei karka. All right, so he says, and I left out part of the Tosfos, the part we need. But near the Leprisha Kundris, Halacha of Yehuda, okay, the Omar Perak Afalpi, we saw this also, Ksuba Sama Chamanala, I printed the Gemara out in 52, Omar Memorenos Goneach Yonek Chalab B'Shabbos. My time, Mefarik Kalachar Yadu, Umelkum Tsar Lo Gozu Rabbanon. That's the Gemara in Ksuba Samach Hamad Aleph, 52, Tanya. Rabbi Moreno's Omer, Goneach Yonek Cholav B'Shabbos. Okay, Goneach means somebody who is heart pain or whatever, and apparently was believed or the thought that if you drink milk, the goat milk, straight from the goats, that'll alleviate whatever the medical issue is, okay? As Rashi says, 53, Yoneh Cholav Mishum Refuah. Refuah so Cholav Eiz. His Refuah for this condition of Goneach, this condition will be alleviated by drinking goat's milk. Okay, so you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, Mishum Refuah. Mishum Refuah. All right, now, of course, in my time, well, why is it allowed? Because it's Mefarik Kalachar Yad. It's not the normal way you milk. You milk with your hand. You don't milk by, a cow or a goat by suckling, from its udder. You milk by hand. So it's mefarik kelachar yad. All right? Rashi explains. Sorry, what question? No. Rashi says in the Samech Amad Alfa Ksuz 53, mefarik, hanotek dover, welcome to Godabo, beloma na mechuber, and I'm going to tell us, told to the doshu. He says again, told the doshu, okay? But it's kelachar yad. Why? She'ein derech mani adam li'anek el lechob yad. Normally speaking, that's not how you milk. Okay, you don't milk with your mouth. You milk the cow, the goat, with your hand, right? So since it's mefarik elachayad, malkum tsarlo gozer abonim, and the Gemara there concludes, Amar Yosef halacha krab meros. That's halacha. So continuing back in Tosis. Tosis says upsik hasam the paskin there. Yosef says hilchos meros. All right, now says Tosis now ve'ein nira lomar the afur abonim oser midrabonim the mechzi kimefarik. Okay. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos is saying part of the issue may well be here is, in other words, the issue of the Rabbanan is, look what he says, near aloma, that's what he says in Rashi, the Afro Rabbanan also known the Mechsi Kimifari. But even something which is not Gidule Karka, milk the cow, maybe mefarik, because it looks like mefarik. It's similar to mefarik. It's the same act. The thing is, you do it in a different way, right? It's like writing with the left hand instead of your right hand. So you do it with your mouth instead of your hand, okay? It's kalachiyad and b'mokom tsar. In other words, if cholev would always be mefarik. Let's also get it. If chole would always be mefarik, okay, and mefarik is usur because it's similar to disha in the sense that it's like taking out a gedulei karka. True, disha is applied to non gedulei karka, but this is similar enough to gedulei karka. So if that's the case, if chole is always drabanan, okay, so we should be matir. Even milking directly. Why does the Gemara only matir if he does it in this, you know, kilachriyad, this unusual way. If chaliva is considered the rabbanon of dosh. The dosh is only what? Dosh is only you do the karka. But that deraisa. Rabbanon is similar enough, because you do it, it's the same thing, you're removing, you're extracting something from its source, so it's similar enough, so we also do rabbanon also. Even though it's not deraisa. Okay, but then it should be mutter, even kedarka. Okay, kemutter, even kedarka. Why do you need kilachriyad? Why do it have to be goneach? The Gemara's lashon is goneach yonek. Only can do a kilachriyad, right? That's basically his guess against Rashi. We don't have to go into the Rashi Tosis issue, but that's what comes out. So now this, the Shechta said, this may depend. Okay, is this act a gzera, gzera shema, or is it a malacha on a drabbanon level? Okay, so you hold. It would appear that doing it shalo kedarka, I'm not shalo kedarka, shalo begidule karka, you're doing mefarik, dosh, a non-gidule karka, like milking a cow or goat, so that's considered a melacha drabona. That's not going to be mutter just for a chole, welcome tsar of a chole. And that's why the din is, it has to be kilachriyad, and you have an effect, the double. Right, you follow? If it would just be, but the implications of Shabbat would just be a gzera, if it's something that's awesome, midrabanan, alts a gzera, it might lead you to this and that, then, b'mokom choli lo gozru rabanan. Right? That's the language of the Tosafot. B'mokom tsar lo gozru rabanan. If it's just a gzera, maybe the machol rashi tells, but not for now, but the point is, right? If it's just a gzera, so then a gzera, something which is also with Rabbanon Shabbos, also exer, that may lead you to do something, that is lifted for a chola. Welcome tzar, lo goes Rabbanon. However, if you hold that it's a melacha, the Rabbanon, you hold that milking, because it's mefarik, even though it's not gidule karka, but it's close enough, it's the same act, same general purpose, that's a melacha Rabbanon, that alone, a melacha Rabbanon, you cannot say it doesn't apply to a chola. And therefore, it has to be also done in a kalachayad way. Follow that? That's what we have to prove in this Tosis. You look in the Rambam, Parakhof Alam and Kosham, 54, Hayonik Befiv Potter. Okay? Potter Oser, Oser Rabbanon. The Vimahoya Goneach Mutter, if he's Goneach, he was sick, and Mutter Lolina, then he could do it. Bifnei Befiv, and Shemifare Kalachayad. And it doesn't have to be Shulchan Aruch also says, but that's, the Shulchan Aruch, I mean. Well, he says, he's saying it directly. It's the point. Okay. But, I mean, Lamaisa, we don't pass like, we're not matir any Isra Rabbana Mokam Choli. We're matir Shvus to Shvus. Okay, we're not matir, but we're only matir double. Okay, and so that's one thing. So there, to answer your question, the distinction between, I like a distinction between something which is also Rabbana and Shabbos, Alts Xera, as opposed to something that's also Alts being qualifying as a Malach and Rabbana. So one difference maybe with regards to a Chole. Okay, so, Okay. So, All right. Another case that he brought up is a sugya in Erevin, Samach Zayin Beis. Okay. Hahu Yanuka Dishtape Chamimei. That bris was going to be on the 8th day on Shabbos. They had hot water set aside, you know, for after the, I mean, the assumption is after, you know, want to wash the baby down afterwards, it's almost a medical necessity, it was assumed to be a medical necessity, okay? So, and what happened? He stopped coming in, so the water got spilled out before the bris. One of the other kids knocked over the thing, and the water spilled out, right? Rashi says, Erevin Samach Zayin Beis 57, so wrote Sin Lamulo, they wanted to do the bris on Shabbos, as he's supposed to, the Hechbalo Chamin Erev, and they had hot water set up from before, right? Now an ishbichu. Now they'll spill that. So, Amru Rabba Neisu lechamim and migobe soy. OK, Okay. So Rabbi told him, go get some hot water from the house. Okay. The kid was in a different place. Not within the same chotzer. The Rashi said, but basically, Rabbi, Atino cried by Zachar, was in chotzer. It was in the same chotzer, but not the same house. Omalai Bayev, hello, Arvina. We never made an Erev. Omalai Nisbach HaShituf. Okay, it's the same Mavo. Okay, that's an Erev in detail. At the end, Omalai Halo Shatvina, we didn't do that either. Okay, so bottom line conclusion, Neimrulei Nachri Leisilei. So we'll go tell a guy that he should bring the water. Okay? All right, that's the Gemara. So the Rambam Paskin is the Shabbos Perek, Vav Alach HaTes, it's the Dover She'eno Malacha. It's not a malacha. Be'ein osro la'asosu b'shabbos el b'shem shvus, then mutter li'yisroa loma l'goy la'asosu b'shabbos. Now this, of course, I'm really not, which is also a major area of Yisrael Rabban on Shabbos. Whatever you can't do yourself on Shabbos, you can't tell a goy to do for you. Okay? We talk about hinting and different things, but not telling directly for sure. So anything, says the Rambam, that's not a malacha, you can't do on Shabbos, but it's only mishum shvus, it's only Rabbanon, then Jew can tell a goy to do it on Shabbos. But not automatically, not any Darabon, okay? Just because something else is Darabon, you can't tell a guy to do it on Shabbos, unless it's Tzarech Mitzvah, something that's Tzarech Choli, and so on. All right? Now, there are private rights. Okay, he himself can do it because he can drink the milk and so on. All right, now, Ketzad, Ramah HaChayud. Omer Yisrael, a guy b'Shabbos, alos be'ilon. Okay, tell him to climb a tree. Remember, we had the case yesterday. The guy left the shofar from the tree. Okay, hard to imagine. Okay, you know, one of the kids had it in the treehouse. So you can tell a guy to climb up, or to row someplace, or swim someplace, and so on, to bring a shofar. Osak and Lamila. Omer Yisrael, a guy b'Shabbos, alos be'ilon. Ma'im chamala, ha'kiz b'am, katnu mitztayr. Yes, mitztayr, because the kid's sick after the first meal. It's a surgical procedure. He's a tzar. Okay, same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and Sivan Shin Zayin Siv Hey. Dover Shana Malacha, here he quotes the Ramah. Ve'ein Oasal Asal Shabbos Hamashim Shuls. Mutul Yisrael, Lomer La, any Yehudi, Aleph Yudah, you know, any Yehudi or any Yisrael. La Sosa B'Shabbos, who Yishir Shom Mitzvah Holi, O Tzor B'Var Mitzvah, Tzalim Ketzad. The quote of the Ramah verbatim. Omer Yisrael, any Yehudi B'Shabbos, Lalos Bila, Nabi Shofar, Las Kelt Kis Mitzvah, O Lo Havi Maim Der Chotze Shal Iro, Le Chotze Mitzar, Ve'yesh Osu. Some Aser. Yeah.
If you understand
against the Amir's Amakri, yeah, I mean, okay, so yeah, I don't go into Amir's Amakri, it's okay, it's a big subject, yeah.
Does the fact that it's, does that
mean it's just, yes, that's exactly the question, okay? So look at the Mughal Abram, Simon Shinzai, Squad Chaz, same Simon Shinzai, Squad Chaz, Yesho, Osu. It's really b'mila shari d'shus d'shus. Okay, by mila it's a shus d'shus. Why dihi atzma dochet dachin Shabbos? The mitzvah, the mila dochet Shabbos. Okay, then he says b'tzarach in the be'er and tariyav amur shas hakana malam say b'torah migag chotzeli kozbo they would do wood move it on Shabbos and he says ein medamin b'shusim. Okay, now the Ramah says we're matir. Okay. And we can even be mekel and malacha d'oraisa for a mila, but mila may be different. What I want to bring out now is an important statement by the Mogad Avraham that ein medamin shvusin b'shvusin. Okay, ein medamin shvusin. The Shibur also says it. There in some Shazayim, it's about a kafala. Mitzas choli. Dila b'choli mamish. Guy is really sick. Hakolel kol aguf. Oh, he throws in also yesh po sakonis. Avril, he'll lose a limb. Afril Yisrael also shvus. Chadeh. It's a question. It's not the rules are not always going to be consistent. The rules are not always going to be consistent. But what I wanted to bring out from here that let's read one other case. One other case. The Shulchan Aruch says that Shimon Chomchas, that's what he's referring to. See if you design. Chole shenofal machmas chole la mishka ve'ein bo sakana. Okay? So, Ramor writes He defines cholas again and cholas ain't bo zakana. Okay, no life and death danger. But the Chaver is talking cholas and no fall machas cholas mishkab ain't bo zakana. He's not going to die. He's just bedridden, like I said before. And the Rambam adds, oh sheish mechus mitzar cholam in a kol gufo, or his whole body is affected. Shaul is afal bi shaul can no fall mishkab. You know, he's not bedridden, but he slips him around. It's so achy, you know, very uncomfortable. Omrim in that case, the Eino Yehudi, Lasos Refuah, Abel Ein Mechalim as a Shabbos, the Yisud Arise. For Cholosh, Yehish Pasakani, you can bother in Yisud Arise. Not only can, you have to. Okay, but for Cholosh, Ein Pasakani, you can't bother in Yisud Arise. Okay, again, two definitions, Cholosh, Ein Pasakani. The Mechaber says it's Nafal Mishka, but the Ramah says, even if not Nafal Mishka, but it's Cholik Kol Gufo. I don't think it's an argument. They're just defining it. That's the type of condition. He's so sick. So you can tell any Yehudi lasos before, and the Mishnah Berurah throws in, so Mishnah Chavches Mem Zayin, Afilu b'melacha d'oraisa. You can even tell the guy to do a raisa. One drabbanon's enough. You don't need shuls to shuls. Yeah, you see that? Because even melacha d'oraisa. The Amir l'nochri is the shuls. You can tell him to do even a d'oraisa. The Adin Shar Tzorchah, the lafos, the basher, this one in Tzorchah. Okay, so, what emerges is again something which qualifies as a gzera, all right? As a gzera, I'm giving all this to show you different levels of definition of a chole. But what we said before, that if something is a gzera, so then we can suspend the gzera for the sake of a chole. But if it's something qualifies as a melacha drabbanan, so then, perhaps we wouldn't. Even though in some cases we do, and that's what the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah says: "Ein medamin b'shvusim," right? "Ein medamin davar l'davar b'shvusim." Or getting back to what Rav Shechter brought up, so he brings up another Gemara, Gemara Erevin Kuf Dalet, Erevin Kuf Dalet. Okay, we'll come back to the point of the Cholah momentarily. Okay, Erevin Kuf Dalet. What's that? 64. Yeah. Esai Abaye. This also do with a cholad. And now that we have the cholad background. What's a cholad? Esai Abaye. Malin b'diofi. A diofi, Rashi explains there in 65, is some type of a contraption. The water comes out of the two pipes and so on. Okay, you take water out of it. Okay. At Shabbos, at State Pios. Umatifin miark. Also, some type of a contraption. It's a klihu, Rashi, the pif tzar. It's got a narrow opening, got holes in the bottom, but the water only comes out when it sinks down. When you open the top, some type of thing. Bottom line, what does it do? The whooshing sound makes a sound. And look at the last words of Rashi, 65, but tifin miyak lechola, klihu. It's on the kolon nishma lechola. This is a soothing sound, somehow. The sound of this water pushing through is some kind of a soothing sound. On Shabbos, with our bana, you're not supposed to do what's called hashmas kol, creating sounds. Okay? Hashmas kol is also on Shabbos. Here, the modern Arabic is being matarit, hashmas kol, the mokom, holy. Kol, this apparently soothes the patient. Okay? The, you know, I mean, people play music whenever it soothes the patient. The Rambam, Parakov Gimel Lachadal of Shabbos, says as follows: Kol davar. Anything which is finished off of malacha, that's called makav patish. Fine. If it's a kli, mezah v'shakim chayav. Lefichach, osur lahashmiya kol shel shir b'shabbos. You can't produce this melodious sound on Shabbos with kli shir, like musical instruments, from kinoras and avalim and shabbos. I gotta play the piano, play the harp, play the nebel, wire, all the different instruments. Afilu lahakos bets balakarka, even banging, keep a beat. You know, the shalap would do it to his mirrors and so on. Clapping, some people say clap backwards always on Shabbos. Okay, all the, it's all based on this, Hashmos Kol. All the caskets, the egos, the tinok, you play with a nut or something, make a noise with it, a you know, nut and a thing, or to calm the kid down. All these things are also gzera, shema yisakein, clay shear. Because if you play a musical instrument, what's probably the first thing you're going to do when you have what's the first thing a guitar player does when he is, tunes the guitar? Okay, sometimes you want to start something, tell that guy, take out your guitar. It takes a guy 25 minutes to get ready, you know, you want to start the concerts, you know, and this guy's tuning up the guitar. It's good enough. Okay, but then you want a musician wants to tune his instruments. That's called Zera Shemi Yisak and Kleshir. But we just said, so the Shulchan Aruch says, for example, in Siman Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph, Hashmos Kol B'Kleshir Osir. It's an osir, because it's Shemi Yisak and Kleshir. And there's a whole discussion about dancing and clapping is allowed. So it's Torah, how do you have dancing? It's Torah, okay. But anyway, we're going to run over there in Siman Shin Lamed Ches, Sifkot Aleph, okay. Kleshir Odin B'Kol Dov Shud Derech Shir. In Nostin, Mayim B'Kli refers back to this Gemara in Erevin, Kuf Talat. Put water in this thing, that the water comes out. Somehow it's Kedei Shishma Kol Na'im, Ki Kol Adem Azmini, some type of a pleasant sound to the Chola. Aser, the Havala Kekle Shir, that's also Aser, Ba'ula Chola Mutter. And then he later says, Kol Shir came from Mitzvah. The question, why is it a Kol Shir came? Okay, because maybe it's a special thing by Chola. Anyway, he says this type of Ashmos Kol, this type of Ashmos Kol is permissible for Chola. Yeah. So, So, just a moment. Now, if you look, that's in Siman Shin Lamed Ches. Back in Siman Shin Chof Ches, okay, we'll put it all together in a second. Back in Siman Shin Chof Ches, Sifid Zion, the Chabar wrote, Chol Shenof Machus Chol Mishkav Emes Hakana. We read it before. It's the same thing before. But I want to end where Moses is at the end. Mutter Lomar Le'eno Yehudi La'asos Tavshil Katan Shein Amalecho. Stam Tzarchei Katan Kechol Shemos Hakana. A kid, a little kid, an infant who's going to whine and scream. You don't give him food. Okay, that's like a Chol Shemos Hakana. Why? Because what is, in the final analysis? What's a Chol Shemos Hakana? This condition prevents you from function normally. I have an upset stomach, I have a headache, okay, I'm going to go to shul, I'll be a little uncomfortable. That's called Mechush Balam. Chol HaShemos is kind of either bedridden or my whole body is aching. I can't function normally. So if a little kid can't function normally, he screams, he's not functioning. I mean, for an adult, it wouldn't be a big deal to wait another hour to eat. Okay, an infant is going to scream for the whole hour, right? That's called, so that's the assumption. So the Ramor writes that it's mutter, okay, mutter to tell a non-Jew, fix a food, cook up some food for cotton that has nothing to eat. The stam tzarchei cotton, chol shemos hakana. So here the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that for a chol shemos hakana, you can violate the rabbanan. Okay, like we said before, by Hashmos, the kol shir, mutter mokum choli. So there's also mutter mokum choli. On the hand, we said, other things we said, it has to be double the rabbanan. Do it all in kalach yad. How's all this working out exactly? We're going to run into cotton tesla. Okay, says we extend it mutal achilo muktzah b'yadayim. We can also give him something muktzah to play with, you know, or feed him. Sometimes muktzah food which wasn't set aside. Do that for him too. Imi yefshar b'inyan achim. No other way to do it. Okay, so but how does the Magen Avraham add that? Didn't he himself said earlier when it comes to the shvusim we can't compare them? Before he said also he said I didn't print the Magen Avraham before by mistake, but it says l'chola mutar. Okay, that's what it says they are, but then it says Kol Shir came Mokom Mitzvah. What do you mean? Why do you say Mokom Mitzvah? He himself said you can't just because it's mutter in one category, one area, Shlus is mutter doesn't mean it's mutter in another similar area. Well, here he says he extended to Muktzah, you know, Al-Hakam, we're talking about making a Tavshil. That's, you know, that's the case. And they're talking about something else. So how can he do it? So Ella, what can we say? Okay, so Shechta suggested again over here, okay, when do we say that ain medamin, that we can't compare one type of shvus to another? Okay, that's when something qualifies as a malacha derabbanan. It's a malacha derabbanan, right? Over there, the case was, remember we brought it up back in the, back in the Siman Shin Zayin Sifkot Ches in 60, okay? There was a malacha derabbanan. Bringing something through, a karmelis or whatever, there's no Erev. That's a malacha d'rabbanan. There we say, ein medamin b'shvus. Apparently, we're dealing here with a gzera. Okay, here with a gzera, so the gzera, we can be medamin one to the other. Right? We can say if it's mutter for a chola, right? Hashmos kol. Hashmos Kol is a gzera, right? That you'll fix Shema Yisakin Kleshir. Here, so when it's only, I don't say only, when something is usher as a gzera Shema, then you can extend it and say if it applies, if it, just like the Gemara says, gzera Shema applies to it's mutar Hashmos Kol for a Kol. It's also mutar if you can conceive such a case. Bar Mitzvah. In fact, just as a side point. There are posts, I think they're advanced as a tshuva. I didn't print that. Well, somebody quotes the advanced, I forgot who. Okay. Says that you're allowed to have somebody play a musical instrument like the Sheva Brothers on Shabbos. Okay, because it's welcome mitzvah. Yeah, I don't think that that's terribly common. Okay, we don't do it, but I'm just saying it's along those lines. Okay, that you're extending, because that's only Xera. That's Xera, Shema, Yisak, and Kleshir. Yeah. If the Isser is a Gzera, yeah, then we have room to say that if it's moved to one area, it's moved to another area, and so on. Okay.
In which case would it fall? Is a Pola exactly
what else? No. That's the other difference. Alcha Drabanan requires double, requires Alcha Drabanan and Kalachiyad. Gzera doesn't.
Yeah.
Now the second thing is another chilip is that Xero we can extend the heter when the heter applies to other things that are in the similar category. Whereas by a malacha drabbana will only make in a specific case where the Gemara says you can do it. You won't extend it. Okay, that's just another. He gives you different explanation, different nafkaminas between what is Xero drabbana and malacha drabbana. You follow? That's what he's getting at. Okay. Okay, in other words, he's just giving you, you'll take a look down, but he's giving you different, in other words, he's giving you another example. Okay, doing something, in other words, you do something with a shinoi, okay, do something with a kalachayad. Oh, we'll see another example in a second. Okay, but Rosh Hashanah is trying to show this, it's not just stop categorization. If this is one type, this is Rabban and Shabbat is another type. They're also halachic ramifications. So one is you need to have also kalach yad. So that by gzera, perhaps not, by malacha, yes. Another difference would be, can you extend, when they were, like for example, the gzera shamash, the Gemara says you can do it for a chola. Kolam nishmal chola, right? You can do it. The language of Warren Arabin is malim matifin miark lechola b'shabbos. Okay, you can do it. This miark, this contraption of the water that makes this soothing sound. So the Bogan of Ram went ahead and extended it. He said, not only for Chole, but for something else too. What do you mean? The Gemara didn't say that. So again, since it's, and he himself said earlier, and the Mishnah Berurah also says, you can't compare, rules when it comes to Shulz. So how do you go ahead and extend them? Logically, it's a valid extension. The answer is because it's Xera. If it's Xera, then Yutaka can extend it to other things. Or they had to follow. Another example. Okay, Gemara in Shabbos, Mem of Bay, 71. Shulam Gomil Omer. Isha Socha Yoda B'Shemen U'Mecham Masa Kenegan Amidoro. Okay? A woman can put oil on her hand and, then sit next to fire or Socha Lebenah. Ketana V'Eina Choshesh. The concern is that the Shemen will cook, right? The Bishul Shemen. Okay? And a cotton, as we already said, counts the Chol Shein Bo Sarkona. All right? And but Rashi says Soch Yada, not raised. So I'll shear a pach to melt the oil just near the fire with it. It's in a flask, it's in its jar, like you do on a chol. You put it in the fire because the oil coagulates until it gets thick. Now you want to thin it up. That you can't do. Okay. Also, Shimon Galil, Amr Shemin Jeshbo Bishul Bishul Asher Zel Bishul. Shimon Galil, Hainu Tanakam Ikvano Kelach Hayad. Okay. So the issue is. So what's the issue over here? Yeah, Rashi explains, okay, the Tanakama said, and Rishon Galil disagrees. So what's the issue here? So this is doing for a cotton, for a chola. So Shulchan Aruch says in Shimshin Chav Chas Simchah, below Nafal Mishkan, begam enu mitzdar kol kach shnechach kol gufo. You don't qualify for a cholah shein bo sakana. He's not Nafal Mishkan. He's not Nechos Kol Gufo. Aval Al Koponim Yishol Tzargo. We're still uncomfortable. Mutter Lassos Lo Ayde Yisrael Kol Shvus Hanase B'Shinoi. Afilu Humalacha. You can do something, the Shinoi, the Mishabur says, you can do this thing if it's, you know, with a Shinoi. And Shulchan Aruch rather says, Shulchan Aruch says you can do it with a Shinoi. Okay? And that's the case of the oil there, because you're putting it your hand, you're not doing it the normal way with the flask, you do it on your hand, okay? It's a boom. You can do it with a Shinoi, all right? But he says, Shulchan Aruch Rav does, again, the Baal Tanya, Afilu Hu Melacha. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you can even do a Doraisa with a Shinoi for a Chola, okay? It's our Goro. Right? Mutar Lasa de Yisrael, Kol Shus, Kol Shus, Darbanan. Okay, afilu hu malacha. Okay, kol shvus anasa b'shinoi. Even if it originates with the malacha deraisa, and you're doing it with a shinoi, that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Okay, however, the Mishabura doesn't seem to accept this. Okay, because later on, it's in Shulchan Ches, Sif Yitzayin and Mechaber writes, Yesh Omer she'ein bo sakana, she'ein bo sakana, ever ozim b'shinoi, yesh ozim b'lo shinoi. When the Mishabura understands that, talking about a shinoi over there, it's a gotten in Dalad, haino isa d'rabbana. It's only 20 is the Rabbanan. Mashmo's being the Mishabura allows only the Rabbanan with a Shinoi, not a Daraisa. Okay? Shulchan Rav seems to say, Shulchan Rav said, Afilu Malacha, I mean, a Daraisa. Okay? You can even do a Daraisa with a Shinoi for a Chola. Okay? And the Mishabura seems to say it's only, you can only do the Rabbanan. Okay? Now, Chartian says, unless you do it in such a strange way, okay, that's something else. But that's the, again, because the Gemara says, nurse directly from the goat or directly from the cow, that's mamish shinui legamre. That's such a distinction. But again, what Rav Shechta explained over here in our situation, Rav Shechta said, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, so something is done with a shinui, so then, by definition, it's, he understands, Rav Shechta says it, he understands that something done with a shinui, what type of activity? It's not a malacha d'rabbanan. Okay, perhaps the Shulchan Aruch said it's a gzera that you'll do it with your left hand and then do it with your right hand. Okay, that's the way he learned. He explains the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And therefore, if it's a gzera is mutter for a chola and awful for this chola. However, according to the Mishnah Brura, a malacha done with a shinoi is still a malacha drabbanan. That's why the Mishnah Brura says you can't do it. It's only something that's usher. With a, it's only assault zera, then you can do it. Right? So that's explained this machlokas. Again, you see all these nafkamim. There's one other one. Okay, we'll wrap up with that today. One other one. Again, I urge you to read the article. All right. Two other ones. This is an interesting case. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Samachom and Al Mishnah, another nafkamim. Okay, the Mishnah says. So the idea is, what Shechta suggested, it's a malacha d'oraisa kalach yad. Is that a malacha d'rabbanan? And that's just a gzera. Okay, anyway. Gave a different text. Could be that the oil is not so helpful. Anyway, all right. Now let's go back there. Mishnah says, M'chalas ha-shabbos. Obviously, chiv skila. B'dabar she'ein she'chavar azon o'karis v'shigon schatis. Chalas Shabbos, which is listed in the mission there in Sanhedrin, so we get skill for. If it's Yechayev, it means something Yechayev was done on Karas, so she goes Chalas, it's fine. Rashi says, Chalas Shabbos, the Choshay Tanab Niskolan, it's listed among the Niskolan. Chilab Malach and Gemurah. So Yechayev was done on Karas, she goes Chalas, Kashi of Hadas, Kagon, Dover Shiyesh Bo Maisa. Maisa, there's an activity. Malach is Machshevis, also Malo Misasik, we're talking Misasik. Okay? What emerges from Rashi, the Rav said, it's on the Senate, that there's no Issa Malacha b'shei b'al taisa. The definition of a Malacha on Shabbos has to be an action. That's the language of the Torah. Lo sa'aseh malacha. So if it's something done without a Maisa, and it's done passively, so then it's not a Malacha on Shabbos d'oraisa. Not a Malacha on Shabbos d'oraisa. Now, what the Shechta connected this to is the following. There is a famous machlokas in Bava Kama. There's a Bava Kama. Chav Beis and Bava Beis. Mar says Eish. It's one of the four Abbas Zikan of Beis Ben Alef. Arbab Zikan Shor Rabor. I'm a Hever. Hever means Eish. I light a fire in my backyard, making a barbecue or a campfire or something like that, and the fire comes and spreads into your yard and destroys your part of your garden. I'm chayav to pay, right? Now, the distinction, what if it was an unusual wind that caused it to happen? You know, okay, details in that. But that's Eish. The Machlokas of Yochanan Shlokish, else what is Eish Chayav? What type of Chiv is it? So Yochanan says, Isho Mishum Chitzav. Okay, it's like you shot an arrow. I'm in my yard, I shoot an arrow. The arrow sails into your yard and breaks your window. Throw a ball, whatever. That's called Isho Mishum Chitzav. It's like shooting an arrow. That's why you're Chayav. It's as if, okay, it's as if you ran with that arrow. Even though I shot it over here and it went 20 yards in the yard, I threw the ball here, but it's as if I'm running with the ball, I pushed it through your window. That's Isho Mishum Chitzav. Shlokash Amar Isho Mishum Mamono. Okay, look in Rashi, Mishum Chitzav means Chiba Akosav, the Ihu Ka'avid. You did it. You shot the arrow. You threw the ball. You lit the fire. So the fact that now, you know, 50 or 10 seconds later or 10 minutes later, it does damage by you. It's my action. I'm responsible because it's as if I'm doing it right now. It's as if I'm running with it right now. Follow? That's Isha Mishum Pizza. Rosh Halker says Isha Mishum Amono. It's like, no, it's like my property damage. Kishoro Uboro. Like, you know, my ox ran into your yard and then I ate up your vegetable garden. So I'm chayav. Okay? And the Gemara has enough. Come on, enough. Give me perhaps. Okay? You can look in Rashi. Not our issue now. The famous Muke Yosef, the Wakama of Yudam and Alam. Yes, on this 80, when we come, you're not off the pages of the riff. When we come 80, Isha Mishum Chitzav, Ki Ilu Biyadav Hiviru. Like it's if you did, it's if I went directly and lit my fire in your yard. You know, I lit it in my yard, but now it went and extended it. That's what happens. Fire spreads, so it's as if I lit it. Yikashlach, Im Kain Hechashonim Chashechola Hadlik Esaneros. Okay, how can I light Shabbos candles? If the action is attributed back to me by Nezikin, right? And when the fire spreads into your yard 15 minutes later, it's as if I just lit that now in your yard. So I light candles on Erev Shabbos. An hour later, the candles are burning on Shabbos, as if I lit it right now. That's the famous Mukhi Yosef Kashi, yeah? That's his Kashi. As if I lit it right now. That's what we see by fire. The initial action is as if the action extends. So if I light a fire in my yard, now it spreads into your yard. We view it as if I just lit the fire in your yard now. So we say the same thing by Friday night, the Shabbos candles. Yeah? Should be that as if I just lit it right now. It's on Shabbos. It's not going to be. Okay, Adlokosa Holechas, we nigmaris b'Shabbos. Okay? So if we say it, explains, you know, Hari Ki'ilu Hiviru Hubats from b'Shabbos. All right? And certainly, in the case with the fire in the Zikin case, I didn't want it to spread into your yard. It was my intention that it should spread into your field. I'm still responsible. On Shabbos, it is my intention it should continue burning. It's even worse. Ikar kamaros u'tila v'tenech b'Shabbos. Im kol zed. And, you know, so that's what he says. So he says, lo kashalom. Okay, what it means is not that it's as if I'm running with the arrow. So I shoot the arrow here. It's as if I'm running and I push it through your window. I'm running with the bullets if I shove it through your window 10 minutes later of the fire. What it is, says Nehemiah Kiosin, is but Osa Shah Nasa Kol. It's as if the damage that happened later happened right now when I lit the fire. I lit the fire in my yard. It's mutter. Can't do whatever I'm on my yard. 10 minutes later, spread into the yard. It's the action attributed back to what? My action of lighting the fire. That's what he says. Okay? Like Zori Chet. Shabashah Shayotza Chet Nachasoda. But Osa Shah Nasa Kol. As soon as I fire the arrow, it's as if I broke the window now, even though it sailed into your yard and it broke the window a few moments later, but it's as if it broke right now. That's how it works. So a mail is not a problem when it comes to Shabbos because it reflects back to my action. Good, I did it on Erev Shabbos. When did I light the candles? Erev Shabbos. That's what he says. Okay? It's the same thing. It has to be that. Command the Adlik make Karim. It goes from the beginning. He brings riots to it and so on. Because what if I lit a fire in my yard? Okay, and I died before it spread into your yard. Actually, I'm still chayav. My yerfa is not to pay, right? Even though, but the time the damage happened, I'm dead already, right? And it says, but still, I'm not a bar chiyuva. Apparently, no, the action is attributed back to when I first did it. The result, I mean, is attributed back to when I first did it. I was alive, so therefore chayav. Okay, that's what he says over here. So the Rachel gave a different difference. Okay. So the Rachik said, give it different terms. No, we can even view it as though you were running with the chetz, and therefore you're running with the fire too, and therefore the Mukayosev's kasha comes back. Then on Shabbos, if I'm lighting. Yeah, but you can't violate Shabbos with Shev Al Taisa. Lemaisa, I did not do any action on Shabbos. I lit the candles before Shabbos. Good Isha Mishum Kitzon. So in Hilchas Nezikin, it's going to be as if I'm because there they look at the damage. So therefore, it's as if I just lit it right now. On Shabbos, good, you might be able to view it in a way like I lit it just now on Shabbos, but I didn't. Because at the end of the day, there was no Maisa. There was no act that I did. And you cannot violate Melacha by Shev Al Taisa. Okay? Rav Shechter suggested that that may be true. That's a true malacha d'oraisa, maybe true malacha d'rabbanan. But a gzeira that you can violate with shev al taisa. So you could talk about, for example, the question of setting an alarm clock to go off, on Shabbos. Okay, if that's a gzeira, whatever it'll be, Shavuos Kol, whatever it may be, there you can say even though I set it before Shabbos. And I'm not doing anything now. No, but Gzera, it is shayach to say you violate B'Shev Al Taisa. Here? So that's another distinction. And all these chilukim that B'Shechta brought up with regards to violating B'Shev Al Taisa. And he brings a riot to this, and this will finish now. Okay, he brings a riot to this. Tanar Bonan, Shor She'ilan. Again, talking about leaning against a tree and climbing a tree and so on. What if a guy climbed up the tree on Friday and now he's in the tree? So now I'm going to climb down. Okay, Yeshua Shom Kolam Kulo. That's the Gemara in Shabbat in Erevin. Kufa Manala. Lo Yala B'Din Meljom B'Yeshua Shom Kolam Kulo. Okay, now 1 second. And Shulchan Aruch rules this way. She's in Shin Lamed Vav Sifal. Ain Olim B'Ilan, you don't climb a tree. And so Gzeri Shem Yavu L'Yitlash, because you break a branch when you're climbing. Right? You break up a branch. Ola Yibilam Shabbat, B'Shogeg Mutal Ered Mez Yosel Ered. And by mistake, when you come down, my name is not so good. You all of about yom. So we went up with bod yom. Okay. In lo hay daito layer bod yom lo yared mechashech. Once it's shabbat, you got to stay up there. Came and shay daito lay shisham yisur because your intention was to stay there. Okay. 1 second. What's the yisur? Okay. Why should you say you're violating something? Kill out b'shem al taisa. You didn't do anything. You climbed before. So why would we say now that you have to stay up there? Okay, you didn't do anything. You violated B'Shev Al Taisa. You didn't violate anything on Shabbos. You climbed when it was mutter. So I'm mutter on Friday, I do what I want. Now we say you got to stay up there. What do you mean? I violated B'Shev Al Taisa. So Shem said again, no, because the climbing up the tree is a gzeira. Shem Yalo Yitosh. A gzeira you can violate even B'Shev Al Taisa. Okay, that's what. Those are the nafkamina. So those are some, again, I only presented a few of them. You can see, but this categorization, this chilik between the gzera d'abonim and the malacha d'abonim, may have certain nafkaminas for certain meaning. Okay? So we'll stop this over here. We'll continue finishing the scoop of sources tomorrow. One of the hard for our shaftim, and then go on to some other things. Okay? Stop here. Very good. Up to 80.